Thoughts on Micah. Micah chapter 5 and verse 7. The remnant. Now, I think it's worth stopping on this point. The remnant. Verse 7 of Micah 5. The remnant of Jacob will be in the midst of many peoples, and so on. But the idea of the remnant. Now, it's applied here to Jacob, to Israel, to Judah. I quite understand that. The remnant. Micah 5, verse 7. But that principle runs right through the Bible, and I want to deal with it just very briefly. There are many misunderstandings about this word, but it's a very important biblical principle. The point here is that Judah, that Israel, is a remnant. Is a remnant in the world. But there's more to it than that. Within Israel itself, there was a spiritual Israel that was a remnant within the spiritual Israel. Not all Israel are Israel. Romans 9, 10 and 11. And when we come into the new covenant, we're still dealing with the idea of a remnant. There is a remnant in the world. A remnant, the elect, the believers. They are a remnant in the world. And of course, since apostolic times, Christendom has been invented. And so we can justly say within Christendom there is a remnant. There is a small group of true believers and a great mass of professing Christendom believers. Now what's the idea of all this remnant of Israel, of Judah, within Israel, a remnant, and within the world and within Christendom? What's the idea? It's the idea of the leftovers, the remnant, the remnant store. My wife used to buy remnants from the market in the stall. They were no consequence. They were small pieces of cloth. They were disregarded. They were the end of the rolls, the end of lines, discontinued. Books are the same with remainders, the ones that won't sell. But this is what God says about his people. They're the odd people. They're the off-scouring. They're the weak, the feeble, the foolish, the end of the roll, the nobodies. And that is what the Bible makes clear. Israel was like that in the world. Compared to Egypt, compared to Assyria, compared to Babylon, the Israel in those days was a remnant in the world. And of course, the true believers in Israel, the few that were saved. I mean, look at the wilderness. Only two got into the promised land through the wilderness. It's a remarkably small thing. Noah in the ark, only eight souls. It's remnant, smallness. And the New Testament assemblies of God are this, the ecclesia, a despised minority in the Roman Empire and in the Jewish world. What do we see today, though? The churches want to be an establishment. We want to be light. We want to be popular. We want to be thriving. If you look at the New Testament, they were so small they could meet in the room of a house. Today, we have to build an auditorium for 10,000. In the New Testament, it was weak, foolish, small. Today, it's large, swelling, thriving, throbbing. So what does it all mean? What does it all mean? Well, one thing it does not mean, my friend, is this. Many people think the remnant is a remnant within the church. In the church, there may be unbelievers. People actually advocate this. Presbyterians believe in mixed communion, mixed churches, mixed bodies. And many evangelicals are not making a distinction anymore. But it's not so. The remnant is within the world. The church is the remnant. It's not a remnant. Well, let me just read some verses to demonstrate this truth to you. Let me read to you from Romans 9, verse 27. Israel cries out concerning Israel, though the number of the Israelites be like the sand by the sea, only a remnant will be saved, for the Lord will carry out his sentence. Unless the Lord had left us descendants, we would have been like Sodom and Gomorrah. We would have been right wiped out. We're just a remnant. Or about chapter 11. Did God reject his people? By no means, and so on. No, 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 no. Don't you know that in the days of Elijah, Elijah thought he was the last one? And what was God's answer to him? I have reserved myself 7,000 who have not bowed the knee to Baal. 7,000, yeah, but in a mass of Israel. So too at the present time there is a remnant chosen by grace. And if by grace, then it is no longer by works, as it were. Grace would no longer, if it were, grace would no longer be grace. What then? Israel said, no, not all Israel, which are Israel. Oh, don't you see, my friend? Do you belong to the remnant, the ragback people, the nobodies? Or are you in the swelling majority, the growing majority, the popular majority? God's people should be leaving Babylon and coming into the minority position. For God always deals with his remnant. God works wonders by his remnant. He shows that the power and the glory is not of man, but of himself and himself alone. Yes, the doctrine of the remnant is a very important doctrine indeed.